hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This episode of Full Credit to the Boys is solely for the purpose of replying to SEN 1170 Radio in Sydney. They just released a best-of show that featured former legend who's appeared on there a few times and myself, Sid Punce, who appeared on there once as their absolute best-of show. This is a commercial radio station and the best that they can do is us. And it's no wonder. SEN has the greatest talent on air in sport and broadcasting at the moment. And for long-term listeners of Full Credit to the Boys, there's a lot of names that you will recognise because they cut their teeth on Full Credit to the Boys. I would love to think that we have pretty much created SEN 1170. But former legend and I still can't get a gig, even midnight to dawn. But anyway, here's our reply to their best of on the Joel and Fletch show, 1170 Drive Time. Here is the best of Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher over the years on Full Credit to the Boys podcast. Enjoy.
Full credit to the boys.
Fletch.
Well, Sid, when I say great comedy duos from the past, I think of Laurel and Hardy.
Yep.
Bill Murray and Chevy Chase.
Sure.
Cheech and Chong.
Yes.
Bill Cosby and Rolf Harris.
Not sure about that one.
And now, thanks to him appearing everywhere that has a Fox logo on it with his offsider, one half of the great modern-day comedy duos that appears every week on The Matty John Show, or you can find him on Twitter, Instagram, and Jinder. Welcome back to Full Credit to the Boys, the one and only Brian Fletcher. Hello, champion.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Now, before we get you get right into this interview, Fletch, and I know that you were applying for the vacant position here at Full Credit to the Boys. You looked after Sid a few weeks ago at Fox Studios on the Matty John Show.
I did. I sat next to Sid.
Here
God,
we go.
Matey, how many beers had you had, Sid?
I'd had a few.
You'd reek of piss.
Can I confirm one thing? Did you throw a barbecue chook at Sid's big head after the show? And secondly, did he throw a chook carcass back to you in about 3 seconds later?
No, I gave it to him. It was a chicken leg. It was the breast. And the boys were hungry. So I just hurled it up over the hand railing there at Fox,
yep,
over the security guard's melon, into Sid's brightless hand, and he just took a bite and threw it back.
And you told me, sober up and have a good hard look at yourself.
Yeah. No, it was good. We had plenty left over.
A few weeks ago here, mate, Gus Wallen came on our show. And he went through a list of blokes he'd love to fight, much like Sid here, although Sid's blokes that he wants to fight are shorter than him, so we've pretty much narrowed it down to the little bloke from Austin Powers.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. I can't fight.
Grant Denyer.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's on my list.
Mitch Moses. But you and Paul Gallen had a bit of a disagreement over him playing City Country recently. You called him selfish, and he pretty much said you were full of yourself. If we could organise a charity boxing night, Fletch, will you say right here, right now, and we don't want to make the papers or anything, but you're going to fight Paul Gallen and put him into retirement in two sports at once?
Absolutely not. I've seen him fight. I saw what he did to Junior Paulo, and I've seen what Junior Paulo does to Prawn Toast at the casino. I'm going nowhere near, girl. I said that comment selfishly, very well knowing that I'm hidden behind Gordon Tallis, Paul Kent. They both can fight.
Anyway, let's move on. After a month of shithouse football, yesterday the Bulldogs had a truth session to air some grievances. Now, Fletch, have you ever been involved in a truth session?
What is
Absolutely.
A truth session?
Yeah, truth session is, okay, so you basically get on the piss. It starts off backs and forwards.
Yep.
So forwards get on the piss, and we just usually backstab the backs, saying the blokes are no good. And then they swap, and the backs get to have a go. And then it basically all everyone's blind, and then you all turn onto the two blokes that you all hate. And you put You put the whole 18 months of angst onto these poor two blokes.
Now, you did a flying elbow on Rocky the Rooster at the Roosters yes. in 1996, and you got sacked. What was that all about?
Right. Well, that was my year of living dangerously. That was the year I got sacked. I had a few indiscretions, and it was the last round. I've been playing second grade. That's when you used to kick off at 1 o'clock. So you're having your first. And back then at the stadium, it wasn't light, so you could have a full strength. So you're having your first beer at 5 to 3, or first grade of playing. Anyway, first it was the last round. We were about to go on our Mad Monday. First grade made the semis for the first year when Gus was the coach. And we're in the auditorium, and the first grade squad was getting announced to the crowd up there. And it was when WWE was quite big, and I'd had a few too many sherbets and just said to a mate of mine, I wonder if I could get up there and give Rocky Rooster flying elbow. Anyway, the bets were on, and I tried to, and I just ran. You could see me coming through the auditorium, jumped off the table, flying elbow, and just took Rocky the Rooster back off the stage. And he hurt his back, actually. I felt pretty bad, but he survived. And I got caught by the CCTV footage. So I had to face the board, and I'm sitting up in the room, and Arthur Beetson, the great late great Arthur Beetson, is there looking at it, along with Bernie Gurr and Brian Kenner. And Arthur was pissing himself uncontrollably. So that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I got caught up with it. I'm going, I know, Arthur, how funny is it? All you could see was Rocky Rooster's giant feet just come out of fall out of the vision. Anyway, so Arthur and I are laughing, and I look down to my right, and there's Bernie and Brian Kenneman just stone faced, and that was the final straw. So that year, I was on a contract of $32,000. My fines and legal bills that year were $34,000. So effectively, I paid $2,000 to the Roosters that year to play.
Talking recently to Nate Miles about bus trips up Caxton Road and everything else, but what happened with your bus trip after an Origin one time where you commandeered a bus?
Okay, so these are the days of the bonding sessions, and
rest in peace.
God, I know they were good. This is where I'd just been kicked out of the Coogee Bay again for the 50th time that season. And well, what was me, Ben Kennedy, Nikki Kosef, and I don't know how this bloke ended up with us, but it was Brett Camorley.
Oh, geez.
So it was three A graders and Brett Camorley. And we couldn't get a cab. Could not get a cab. So the 378 or the 387, the guy just happened to be standing. I said, mate, can we get a lift up to the cross? And he was a Bangladeshian fellow, so his English wasn't too great. He let us in. He let us in, and I said, mate, are you out? We'll pay. So we said, look, we can't get a cab. Will you take us up to the cross? So he said, no problem. So he took us up to the cross, and I was living at Clovelly at the time in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
I said, mate, we only had shorts on. I said, we've got to go get some jeans. So we all went to my joint and got some jeans. I had to cut some jeans in half for Noddy, but we ended up all in our Tim Sheens up the cross. Anyway, he's parked near the fountain, mounted the curb, and, you know, we were singing and carrying on, and we got him inside. We said, come on, just come for a beer. So remember that the old days they used to have that little brown coin holder, that little brown little
yes,
thing
I
used
do.
To stay
yes.
on the... Well, he grabbed that, and he took that in. So we were buying him drinks, and the bus was left there, and the last thing I remember... is he was up there talking to a lady of the night out the front. So I think that the state rail authority or the state bus transit authority were a bit light that week.
Because paying her in coins. FCTTB.
Fine. All right, this next bloke played 97 games of NRL. He then backed that up with 30 games in the English Super League. But no doubt his highlight was his appearances for the Park Spaceman. You can see him on Fox NRL. You can see him on Channel 9's Footy Show. Also with his work with Sportsbet. Coincidentally, on Twitter, you can find him at Joel Kane. Welcome, Mr. Joel Kane.
G'day, Jeff. How we doing?
How's things going, mate? Busy time of the year?
Busy time of the year, but it's a good time of year, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know what? This has to be the most brutal sport in the world, doesn't it? These blokes have been training since November.
going well too. Who do you like, Joel?
Look, I just think that destiny for the Melbourne Storm, you know, you've got these great players, and I just, the missing piece of the puzzle in all of this rugby league talk for me is that Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, they've all won a Golden Boot, they've all won a Dally M, just two of them won the Clive Church, and I just think it's a Melbourne Storm victory, and Cameron Smith completes the puzzle.
And they do script well, don't they, Jolly? I mean, Cronk's last game for the Storm may well be in the grand final. They do it well.
They do, but I suppose the most telling thing, boys, is that Billy Slater's written a book and it's come out. So, as you know, in books, there's always another chapter that comes which didn't fit the book. So, I think this is going to be it.
Well, speaking of your book, Joel, I'm sure you've got one in you. Is one of your greatest memories playing in the snow in Canberra?
One of my worst memories. I'm still thawing out, boys. It was a shocker. I'll tell you one thing on that game, though. I do recall, not that I was a good kicker anyway, but you know how you're kicking in front of maybe 10 or 15,000 people, and there's a bit of a muffle. You don't really hear any particular sound. So it's just sort of half of the course, if you like. But I remember this particular day, there was about 10 people on the ground because it was so cold. So as you can imagine, everyone's in the halfway line, except this one lunatic is parking himself on the 20-metre line in the driving snow. And we stood in the corner, and I've got this kick from the corner. And this one bloke, he's leaning over the fence, "Can you mongrel? We'll shoot you, dirty mongrel, can you mongrel?" And then I was absolutely no chance. I said, "Man, if you don't feel my feet, I don't need your help." So, conversion waved away.
Everyone loves a good punting story, Joel. You got any good ones from this year? Got any fairy tale finishes for this year for us?
Yeah, not specifically rugby league, but I do have one where a guy, 13 years ago, he won this multi, which netted him $500,000. Well, just not going to use that at all. So he's sitting there this year, or late last year, in fact, and he's looking at this check that he got made up and the pictures of the three people or teams involved in this multi. And what it was Serena Williams and Roger Federer to both win the Australian Open, into the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. Now, his favourite number is 13, and it's striking that it happened 13 years ago. So he has the same bet again. And 13 years later, strike me pink, those three get up again, and he's won $1 million.
No. Listen, we got you on. We need someone to try and beat Eric Groth Jr.'s score of 15 in Porn Star Athlete. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it, boys. I'm ready to go.
All right, we'll put this song in.
Is it a porn star, or is it an athlete?
Yeah.
Is it a porn star, or is it an athlete?
Yeah.
We'll start off, and quite simply, I'm going to give you a name, Joel. You're just going to tell me whether they are a porn star or an athlete. Nice, easy one, right in your hitting zone early. Raymond Nomar.
Porn star. Just need to start with a porn star. That's the only reason I'm going there.
The conviction is fantastic.
Number two, Jordan Tutu.
Yep, porn star, because it's too predictable to start going vice versa, so I'm going to go double up with the porn star.
Jordan Tutu played ice hockey for Canada. Naughty, naughty.
Look, maybe you are being predictable, so I'll go back to porn star.
Soccer player from London. Unfortunately.
Oh, dear. Okay.
You started like a house on fire. Eric Everhard.
Okay, you're trying to trick me with this one. It's a sports star, athlete.
2016, Eric Everhard won the XBiz Award for Gangbang Me. He's a great movie.
One from four.
You're doing the old reverse psychology thing, Shug.
Yeah, I know. I'm overthinking things.
Destiny Hooker.
Oh. I think she was a famous water polo player.
Close enough, she's a USA volleyball captain.
Well done.
There we go. Yeah, that's her.
Rusty Kuntz. That's Rusty Kuntz.
NASCAR.
He's a baseballer. That'll do. We're well done.
Okay.
And he had a fantastic porn moustache to add a twist to it.
Ralph Minge. That's Ralph Minge.
Oh, this is porn star. It has to be.
He's a German soccer player.
Ah!
Steel Johnson.
Oh, you can't. You have to go porn star.
He's a gold medalist for USA in the diving, Joel.
Okay.
Kim.
We've got a progress score of 3 here. Come on, Shug, you can. 1, 2, 3. I reckon you can almost get up with Eric Groth Jr. if you get the.
So tell me, what's the state of play in the run? What am I needing to get?
You're probably going to have to get
exactly everyone for the remainder. Okay.
Righto.
Although there's other notables like Adam Gilchrist, Yvonne Sampson, Gus Wallen. So they're about 12's about the pass score, Joel.
And Andrew Moore got, an abysmal 6 or
11.
Something. 11, was it? There you go.
Okay, righto, let's go.
Kim, you suck. Kim, you suck.
Sports person.
Yeah, Korean pole vault.
Yeah.
Johnny Dickshot.
Well, it has to be porn star.
Baseball for the Pirates.
Work this game out. I've worked this game out. There's 75% of them are going to be athletes, but you've just got to hit the porn stars when you get a chance.
Michael, let's test that theory. Michael Soldier.
Porn star.
Well done.
Yes.
Won the award for best gay actor in A Porn Star Is Born. Good show.
Yep.
Andre Arshaven.
Oh, look, he was a backfielder for Bayern Munich, I think.
Not bad. He's a Russian soccer player.
That's
he might
good.
Have played for Bayern Munich.
That's good.
Yeah.
English Gardner.
Porn star.
USA 100 meter runner.
Ah, damn.
Vince Rockland.
Athlete.
Vince Rockland ones for Three Brothers, a good show.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Asa Akira.
Definitely athlete.
Definitely won best sex scene. Longa.
Athlete.
Basketball for Egypt, well done.
Beauty.
Yep.
Fabian Arsman.
Athlete.
Ooh, said with authority too, he's a soccer player from Argentina.
Yep.
Sword Hamburger.
There can't be a person on this planet who plays any kind of professional sport who didn't have the complete confidence knocked out of them by being a hamburger their whole life. It has to be a porn star.
Sword Hamburger is a rower for Holland.
Oh, it must be the singular rowing. Two
to come. Eva Vortex.
Athlete.
Eva Vortex was a fetish trans woman, best known for her work in Tooled Up She-Males 2. Final question. Here we go. This has got a fair bit riding on it, actually. Dick Felt.
Athlete.
Yeah.
Bang. Finishes with a strong 9. Dick Felt played NFL back in the 60s.
Okay.
Mate, congratulations.
How'd I say it, Jim?
You finished on 9.
Hey, thanks, boys. And just in future, I think that the people with married with 4 kids who clearly know nothing about the porn star game, can they not have some kind of handicap next time?
Full credit to the boys.
Fletch!
Fletch!
Fletch, yeah, Fletch.
Now, you're doing the No BS tomorrow, on Friday, aren't you? What stories have you got that you can break now?
I've got a couple of good ones. I've got one that we met the Foo Fighters last year.
Yep.
I won't go too far into it. But let's say this. Taylor Hawkins has been sober for 5 years. So. He wasn't that night. And I had something to do with it. I'll tell that story about Taylor Hawkins, the drummer for the Foo Fighters. So it's not like a sportsman's lunch. It's going to be I'm going to do a few stories. I'm going to do the famous Russell Crowe story. Heine's got a few stories.
What's the famous
Russell Crowe story is when I tackled him through a wall down in Woolloomooloo.
You take it well?
After we were drinking Absinthe.
Through Nate. Few names getting dropped there, but while we're
that's
on the
massive,
topic,
yeah, that was huge. That was huge.
The Bulldogs Mad Monday story has blown up deluxe. If photographers staked out you back in the day when you were celebrating Mad Monday, which jail would you be in right now? Do you reckon?
I was just loud and not loud. Just I did get nude though. I did get nude, but who hasn't?
Mate, you got to. It's rite of passage.
Exactly.
It's just something I can't explain because. I said to my wife, she goes, why don't you rugby league players always get nude? I said, I don't know. It's just something that we do. And
How good is it?
My mates who I grew up playing footy with, we were in a punters club and we go away every year. And the first thing we do, you check in and you're nude and you have a team meeting in the, because you stay in those apartments and you have a team meeting nude. I don't know what it is. It's just bizarre and it's So
we've seen, we talked about last week about some of the stupid shit we've seen on Mad Monday. I saw a bloke that you probably know, Fletch, biting on a telegraph pole in King's Cross. Absolutely off chops.
What was he doing?
Biting a telegraph pole.
Yeah.
Now, without naming names, what's the stupidest shit you've seen on Mad Monday?
Okay, I've seen a guy. I've seen a guy. I swear to God. And I thought, he's not going to do it. And I just got, like, we were all joking. He goes, what are you doing here? And it just got out of hand.
We'll be taking this out.
That's the heaviest thing I've seen.
This interview is bound to go for about a minute the way we're going.
We might have to take some of this out.
Well, you asked me.
What's the second stupidest?
Well, something was good. It was outstanding. So up at the Charing Cross Hotel, I don't know if you know that area.
Yep.
You know the Charo?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, it's all those, it's that weird intersection. You've got Bronny Road. So it's like five intersections. Anyway, it was peak hour. It was like 3 o'clock on the Monday.
Yep.
There was a cop car at the front. And for some reason, he picked up the copper's hat and his vest from the cross because we came back. I mean, he was wearing it during the day. And we were laughing, da-da-da-da. Then he went in, and all of a sudden, he went into the kitchen at the Charo, grabbed 2 rubber gloves from the sink, and he was out. Then jumped outside and was directing traffic at the front of the Charo. Right, the lights were working. Anyway, it was peak hour, so there's schools everywhere. Traffic is just backed up. And the best thing is, the coppers came and were waiting for him. Like he was there with these bright yellow rubber gloves, and these cops obviously thought he was one of them and were like obeying his signals. Anyway. So you can imagine him in the middle just walking around and, you know, telling blokes to come and go and stop and just cause havoc. Anyway, it just got too much for him, so he just bolted back in. Anyway, we got in trouble for that. But that was funny. That was really funny.
What about your third best story?
We can use that one.
Mate, with all this reporting and fake outrage, is it killing off characters in the game, do you reckon, Fletch?
Oh, mate, 100%. Yeah. And I've seen it firsthand. Like, you get these young kids come in. I can understand, you know, the clubs are paying them a lot of money, but you still got to have, like, a little bit of fun, surely. I think Victor Radley,
yes,
he's got a bit of that in him. He's quite entertaining. I heard him talk about, he was on Triple M yesterday, and he was, yeah, he's got a bit of rat bag in him.
Well, mate, whenever the Bunnies face the Roosters as they did last weekend, shouldn't those two teams be playing for the Brian Fletcher Shield?
Yeah, the Brian Fletcher Cup. I agree.
It could be the Craig Wing Shield. I saw him on Vossi's show the other day. He's a beautiful man.
Wing. He's still looking good, isn't he?
Oh, how good is he?
Still looking good.
Wing. He's named after Blake Sands outside Dust Judges, mate. I wouldn't.
Ron Coote. I don't want to take that from him. I mean, what else? What's next? I'm going to take one of his Maccas. That's not my gap. I'm going to let him have that. Imagine that. Imagine the Brian Fletcher Cup.
We spoke to Rico last week, who said he had a bit of luck in his day. Who had more luck with the ladies, but Wingy or Rico?
Okay, I'm going to say, I mean, they both were outstanding. Anthony Minicello blows him off the park.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
I had lunch with Rico the other day. He's still a good-looking man too.
The lemonade sandwich. Yep. Yep. He's put a bit of beef on though. Old Tubbsy.
Mate, have you ever done your shoulder like Billy Slater?
Mate, I did. I did. I did a grade one rotator cuff. I did a skiing, right? I'll be playing on a Friday night. And I told this story yesterday. Anyway, I fell over because I was fucking hopeless. And I get to train on Monday. And I go, I've done my shoulder. They go, what do you mean? He goes, I did it on Friday night. Or the last like 10 minutes, last 5 minutes. And they go, so watch the video back. And they go, where? I remember just saying to the doc, oh, look there. Graham Murray was the coach. He's going, I can't see it. I go, it might be one of those ones that, so we went and got it tested, and it was only a little grade one.
A burner.
Sore. Fucking sore.
All right, mate. Don't forget, you can find Fletch also on Instagram at Fletch Bry or on Twitter at Bry Fletch. You can see him on Fox Sports. Thanks once again, mate. You're an absolute champion.
Thank you, boys.
Talk
enjoy
to you
the
soon.
Night. Full credit to the
boys. So there you go. That's where the boys cut their teeth on Full Credit to the Boys over the past 5 years, I think. Joel Kane was on in 2016. I think that's when Fletch first came on. The audio was a bit rubbish back then, but I've sorted it out now. So get on to SEN 1170 if you're in Sydney. It's a great sports station, and everyone that's on there has cut their teeth on Full Credit to the Boys. You're welcome, SEN 1170. Get on their socials and demand that we have our own show. Thank you for listening to this. It's kind of a pseudo summer show. We have our season launch, 20th of February. Come along, get tickets. 20th of February, 2021. We're forgetting about 2020. We're moving on. There's no Rona in Mortdale RSL, 20th of February. Come along. We have Wayne Pearce, Eric Groth Sr., Mike Whitney, the SKPs, Oz Icons Band. It's going to be massive. Get along there and we'll kick off 2021 in the right fashion. Thanks for listening. See you guys. Full credit to the boys.